Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All you have to do is scan the local papers or the financial journals, and you'll see what's gone on with interest rates. You'll see what's happened with housing costs. You'll see what's happened with rental rates. All of this has just spiraled here in the last couple of years, and now UPMC stepping in along with the Heinz Endowments and the Henry Hillman Foundation to put together an $11 million loan pool to help preserve affordable housing in Pittsburgh. Joining us in the program right now is one of the AVPs of UPMC at the Center for Social Impact, Ray Prushnak, joining us. Ray, it's good to have you on KDK. How are you today?
Great. Thanks for having me, Rick.
I'm curious to know, help us to understand, when we hear that you're putting together a loan pool, help us to understand what that will do. How will that help people, and who does it help first?
Great. So we're proud to announce that we're working with Sinair Lending to create Preserve Affordability Pittsburgh. This is a loan pool that's seeking to preserve housing that already exists. You know, as you know, building new construction is not cheap. It takes a lot of resources. But if we can preserve the affordable housing that we already have in the region, it can go a long way to alleviating the needs that we have here in the community.
So when you say preserve it, you're not talking about like a historic preservation trust or something like that. You're talking about not letting it go to other uses. Is that where you're going?
That's right. So if there's an apartment building that's, you know, currently affordable, oftentimes it's going to get picked up by private equity or other buyers that are going to take it out and raise the rents. So if we can do our part by, you know, helping to make affordable loans to preserve these buildings, keep them affordable, we'll be able to provide more affordable housing to, you know, the people here in Allegheny County and the Pittsburgh region.
Obviously, UPMC and the endowments, both the Hillman Foundation and the Heinz Endowments, they're not in a position where they're typically making loans per se. Is that where Sinair comes into this, because they are a lender and they're helping you to basically administer it?
Yep, that's exactly right. So as a, you know, health plan and a health insurance company, we have a large number of programs that are aimed at helping people, you know, with supportive housing, helping members who are homeless. But we're looking for ways where we can make a broader impact. So how do we use our balance sheet as, you know, a health insurance company to make some non-traditional investments? So by making this capital available, we can have a different kind of return. We are able to, you know, make these loans, keep this housing affordable. And, you know, while it helps the community at large, we also know that when people are spending an outsized amount of their income on housing, they're spending, you know, a lot less on basic needs, including, you know, including their rent. So if we're able to do this, people will be able to focus more on their health.
Ray Prushnak joining us here from UPMC, where he is one of the AVPs and is talking to us about some of the programs that they're doing through the Center for Social Impact. Ray, we look at the numbers in terms of the need that is out there right now. It says, you know, the shortage, for instance, in Pittsburgh of affordable housing is in the 27,000 range. This $11 million will certainly make a dent, will make a difference. But I think it also says something about we still have a long way to go, doesn't it? I mean, is that why UPMC wants to be involved in this?
Yes, that's exactly right. So as you noted, there is a shortage of affordable housing. So when you look at that sort of old guideline that you should only spend about 30% of your income on your rent or your overall housing costs, if that's the number, we're about 27,000 units short. So while this is only going to, you know, play a small part in alleviating that overall problem, if we can make 1,200 units more affordable and keep them that way, it's, you know, going to be a major contribution here to the region. And we're proud to be partnering with, you know, the Henry Hillman Foundation and the Heinz Endowments to make this possible. And, you know, working with the community through neighborhood allies that'll help us find, you know, truly, you know, catalytic kind of deals that'll help hopefully transform communities for the long future.
Right. Let's rewind here just a little bit, because I know that Synair Lending is the one that you told us will be doing sort of the administrative side of things. How will they go about choosing who are going to be partners as far as developing these sorts of things? What do they have a certain criteria that's been set out by you and the Heinz Foundation or Endowment and the Hillman Foundation? Or is that up to them to just make the best business decision in terms of who would be right?
Yep, that's a great question. So they're a community development financial institution. They are based out of Michigan. They have expertise in making these kinds of deals work. So they're going to be working with neighborhood allies, a local partner, to look for really the best places. It's going to be flexible, but really what we're aiming to do is find 20 unit apartments, or find sort of scattered site landlords that are maybe looking at sort of getting out of that and keeping those affordable. When a mission-minded developer then comes to Neighborhood Allies, they'll have this resource. Well, this funding won't be there on its own. It'll be mixed with other bank financing, tax credits, but the idea here is to have it be flexible capital that can work fast and compete with some of those other private equity sources that are making some of these units disappear quicker than we'd like.
When the Hillman Foundation, when the Heinz Endowments are asked for money, I mean, and I'm sure that happens all the time, and I'm sure the same thing happens with UPMC, how do you put together a partnership like this where you can pool resources to have this loan pool? And how did this particular relationship of these three come together?
Well, it's been years of relationships, and Pittsburgh's a big small town, and we've been talking with Hillman and Heinz for quite some time. But making an impact on housing is difficult. It's expensive. When you look at what it costs to build one new unit, it can be $400,000 or $500,000. So we are looking for creative ways where, rather than building new units, how can we come together, make an impact, have a revolving pool that can be there and serve our community long into the future. So we think this is just the beginning of this kind of collaboration. We're really excited to have partners like these alongside us.
What's the significance of Synair being a nonprofit as opposed to somebody that's in business trying to make money off lending?
Yeah, these community development financial institutions are really a unique asset that little is known about in sort of the general public. I certainly didn't know what a CDFI was until we started having these conversations. And they're kind of like nonprofit banks. They're out there to help make community development happen, help give lower interest loans to mission-minded developers in this kind of an arena, or help a small business get off the ground. So they're really focused in that sort of unique space in banking that is really fit to collaborate with foundations and organizations like ours that are looking to make more of an impact.
Right. We've heard the buzzword for a long time about private-public partnerships. You worked in state government for many years before coming to work for UPMC. Is this really the truest form of a public-private partnership out there?
Absolutely. And I think we're also going to see that this new Preserve Affordability Pittsburgh will partner well with other public sources that are out there. We look forward to seeing some of these deals come together with support also from state government and from the URA and other public assets. So this is really just one place where private institutions can come together and really help serve that public good.
How soon can it get off the ground? How soon can you get going?
Well, it has come together. It is off the ground now. So if you're interested and you're out there and you have some questions, you can get in touch with us or with Neighborhood Allies.
And go through the Center for Social Impact, or is there a better channel?
That's the right place to start. Thanks,
okay.
Rick.
Perfect. Ray, thank you very, very much for helping us to understand this. I know there's a lot of moving parts, a lot of levels that go into this, but thanks for making it be as simple as you have. We very much appreciate it, and thanks for what you're doing for Pittsburgh.
Hey, thanks for the opportunity. Take care.
Really, really good stuff there. Ray Prushnak calling from UPMC, talking to us about what they're doing with the Heinz Endowments and the Henry Hillman Foundation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.